Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. May I please speak with Sarah Birch?
What is this regarding?
I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are completely confidential. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
No, I will probably vote. Yeah.
Okay. And can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
40.
And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Probably 9.
9, okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong?
Fairly strong, yeah.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I have a short list, and I know all are important, but the most important to you. I have protecting abortion and reproductive rights, immigration and border security, crime and violence, protecting our democracy and freedoms, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, healthcare costs, inflation and the economy, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, climate change and environmental issues, or the last three, improving K-12 public education, school education, sorry, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, or gun regulation and reform.
I can only pick one.
I know all are important, but you,
I know the freedom
from
protecting democracy and freedom.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? Is that strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Somewhat approved, yeah.
And generally speaking, will you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I would say slowly getting worse.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think they are getting worse.
And how often will you say do you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
And how often will you say do you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
And how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat, not very, or not at all?
Very, very concerned.
Okay, and now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
The first one, Tim Scott, from 0 to 100. How would you rate him?
90.
Black Lives Matter, how would you rate that from 0 to 100?
20. Actually, 10.
Okay. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100?
75.
the National Rifle Association, or NRA?
80.
Joe Biden?
50.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights? How would you rate that, from 0 to 100?
I'm sorry, what was that one?
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. From 0 to 100? Or you're
not
familiar?
Sure. Yeah, oh, I'm not familiar, no.
No problem. The Republican Party, in general, from 0 to 100?
80.
And the last one, Cornel West, from 0 to 100.
Who?
Cornel West.
I'm not familiar.
Okay, no problem. And I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
I would have to say Donald Trump, because I don't know the West one.
If the election were held today, correct. And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat, not so worried, or not at all?
Not so worried.
And now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. And for each one, please, just tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Okay?
Okay.
The first one, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
The next one, artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
Strongly agree.
The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans. Strongly agree, somewhat agree.
Somewhat disagree.
And the last four, abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
Somewhat disagree.
The next one, America's diversity makes it stronger.
Strongly agree.
Okay, the last two, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat agree.
And the last one, the government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, well, we're almost done again. We're 70% of the survey, and thank you so much for your kindness to help us. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country, and please tell me which you agree with more, statement A or B. Statement
okay.
A, some people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put through to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together, but we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Or, statement B, other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. So which of the two statements do you agree with more, A or B?
B.
Okay, and much more with B or somewhat more with B?
Much more with B.
Okay. And I'm going to read you a short list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. And again, please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you don't think it's being under threat or undermined at all, okay? You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is a commitment to Christian ideals. from 0 to 10?
That it's being undermined, is that what you said?
Yes, 10 means strongly agree. It is being threatened or undermined. And 0, do not agree.
9.
Freedom to protest the police or government.
6.
Equal economic opportunities for all.
3.
Okay. Is that a 0? Oh, 3, okay. And immigration to this country from 0 to 10?
Boy, this is a lot of questions. I'm starting to get confused. 5.
Yeah, no,
I don't know.
Those are tricky questions, but somewhat agree, okay? Is that a 5?
Yeah.
Okay. And the last 3, ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
5.
Police that treat everyone the same from 0 to 10?
5. Can you repeat that one?
No problem. Remember, 10 means strongly agree. It is being threatened or undermined.
Okay,
and
threatened or undermined. Okay, yeah.
Police that treat everyone the same from 0 to 10?
5.
And the right to bear arms?
8.
Okay. And finally, this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your patience. I'm going to read you 2 statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. And please rate using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5, you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. The first one, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own right may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. From 0 to 10?
10. Yes,
strongly agree with that. And the last one? Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. From 0 to 10?
An 8.
8, okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you again now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote the next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10. The only reason I wouldn't vote is if I could not get there.
Okay, but you said 9 at the beginning, so...
I did say 9, I guess because I was thinking, if I could not get there.
But
yeah, I am. Like, I plan to, yes.
So which of these issues that we discussed today do you feel was most responsible for your change in motivation? In a few words.
I guess probably what I had said that I feel is the most important issue, just like protecting our freedoms and rights and voting for who I think would do the best job at that.
Okay. Just let me write this very fast. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
And now, the last 2 questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year or like the last level?
The last level, like 1 to 11th grade, high school.
I have an associate.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
I am married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
Yes.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? 2 a week or more? Every week? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Every week.
And How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a wonderful
day. You're welcome. You have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
You as well.